All right, let's begin not with Yucca Mountain, but with global warming. Now, we've all been fed all kinds of information on global warming and what we can expect, how many degrees of warming in such and, you know, in so many years we can expect. And you think it's, I take it, you think the models are simply wrong.
Well, I think the model, the mathematical models that are used to predict global change are, I mean, I agree with the general picture that the UN committee, which is about to come out with a new report in next week or two, with their general conclusion that, you know, we're going into global warming. Global warming is a fact. We can measure it. And global change is a fact. The problem is just the way you stated it, is, you know, when the models say that we're going to go up so many degrees and the water temperatures are going to go up so many degrees and temperature and sea level is going to rise so many inches or feet, we have to take those numbers with a grain of salt, a large grain of salt. We can't quantitatively predict, but we can look at these models, and the models have been valuable in telling us that global change is upon us, and we can't ignore it. We've got to do something about it.
Okay. Let me read you what's in the current 5-minute Associated Press news. It says, later this week in Paris, climate scientists will issue a dire forecast for the planet that warns of slowly rising sea levels and higher temperatures, but that may be the sugar-coated version. Early and changeable drafts of their upcoming authoritative report on climate change foresee smaller sea level rises than were projected in 2001. In the last report, many top U.S. scientists reject these rosier numbers. Those calculations don't include the recent and dramatic melt-off of big ice sheets in two crucial locations. Now, I take it all of this forecasting is being done by modeling, right?
That's correct. Modeling is a good way to handle a lot of data, and God knows they've got a lot of data to handle, and you're dealing with a global phenomenon here, a global change. And I agree that the initial, that the 2001 report was pretty sugar-coated. And for example, very recently, The UN panel there said they expected that more snow would start to accumulate on the Antarctic continent, and as a result of the warming of the oceans, there'd be more evaporation, therefore there'd be more snow.
More snow, yeah.
But just the opposite happened. Recent measurements, all short-term, of course, but recent measurements have shown that the Antarctic continent is losing ice, losing snow, losing volume. And the same thing's happening in Greenland. It is melting faster than has been expected or predicted, and so they they've been wrong. These are the two points I think that article talks about where they have been wrong, and all of which indicate that sea level is bound to be rising a lot faster than anticipated, and that it's almost bound to accelerate. But putting it into so this is where models are valuable, where you can and by the way, these modelers, the UN panel are quite honest and quite straightforward, and they evaluate they say these are the problems we have with the model, they give all the bad and the good, and they say we're this is a pretty weak assumption here, and this is a strong assumption here, and this is very different from most mathematical modeling that goes on in our society. These guys really, really worry about their inaccuracies. But that's
okay. If I can interrupt, then the climate modeling they're doing, you feel a little bit better about than some other areas of modeling.
Among the areas of modeling that we looked at in our book, we think that the climate modeling is by far the best, by far the most straightforward. You know, they recognize they have lots of weaknesses and are straightforward about it. I'd be a bit more pessimistic than they are, but quite a bit more, in fact, about their precise, some of their precise statements, but yes, I consider them to be the best type of modeling among these things that we looked at, these various fields.
Okay, well, then there's a difference between you and, of course, you know, the administration is very anti-global warming, or at least they certainly have been until very recent days. And, of course, what they do is attack the modeling.
Yeah, that's one of the problems is that the models, for example, there's one group out there that is saying that, well, if we don't change our CO2 output within 10 to 12 years, we only have 10 to 12 years to change it and to actually turn things around. Well, you know, they don't know the 10 to 12 years. Maybe we can't turn around, or maybe we have 50 years. That's the kind of thing that is being said by some groups, and this makes them vulnerable. I mean, the administration can say, well, that's nonsense, and they're right, you know, about some of these very quantitative and precise pronouncements. But basically, the Bush administration, for purely political reasons, is ignoring a major, major phenomenon that's going on globally, and it's much to our... We are wasting time. We are wasting time.
There's a commercial that's running on TV right now. You might have seen it. And it shows a guy standing on a train track. You seen that one? There's a train coming. And the voice in the background says something like, and I'm paraphrasing, the climate will change in 30 years. Well, what difference does that make to me? And he stands aside, and behind him is his little girl. And, of course, it's a train wreck.
Ah, yes, yes. I mean, that's a pretty good analogy. That's a great analogy. We are, you know, it's really, you know, this is an exciting time for science, for global science, I think. In my lifetime, I've been around a while, I've never seen the scientific community so galvanized on any public issue, and I'm very proud of the scientific community on this issue. We are getting out and telling people about this instead of sitting in our offices and with our green eye shades and our computers and arguing amongst each other about little details. We are really getting out there. The scientists are getting out there, and that's good. But we have to be careful of what we take of their modeling, and you know we have to look at their, you know, lift up the flap,